this is a continuation of the missionary discourse that we read part of last time. Remember, Jesus is preparing his disciples. He's encouraging them to go out two by two and announce the good news. And remember, last time he was saying, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. And that not a bird falls from heaven without your Father knowing it. So even if God permits you to suffer, know that he's with you in your suffering. And now, in this gospel, he continues this encouragement. And to understand it, we have to look at, what does he say? He says, if you love father or mother more than me, you're not worthy of me. Yeah, that's what he's saying to the disciples. Well, to understand where he's coming from, we have to look at the Ten Commandments. Remember, the first three of the Ten Commandments are all about love of God. You know, love God above all things, do not take his holy name in vain, and honor the day of the Lord, sanctify the day of the Lord. Then you have the other commandments. They're all about loving our neighbor. And the first of our neighbors are our parents. Honor your father and your mother. And the scholars say that in the Hebrew, it's not just honor your father and mother, but glorify your mom and dad. Huh? Give them glory. But Jesus says, if anyone loves father or mother more than me, he's not worthy of me. So what is Jesus implying? Who alone can demand greater love than our parents who gave us life, if not the author of life? Only God can demand to be loved above everyone else. So Jesus implicitly reveals that he is God, and he demands a radical love. And then he goes on to say, whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Now, we're used to hearing that language of taking up our cross, you know, putting up with difficulties, putting up, you know, being patient under trial, all that. But for those who heard this for the first time, it was much more powerful. For them, the cross was an instrument of capital punishment, the most painful, shameful, humiliating method of execution. And Jesus says, you have to be willing to suffer this to me, to be my disciple. So he demands radical love and radical sacrifice. By his passion and death, he transforms suffering into love. And so the disciple who's willing to go to death is demonstrating his love for Christ. St. Rose of Lima said, the cross is the only ladder to heaven. So Jesus is calling them to suffering and death, calling us, disciples, to suffering and death. Now, you know, in ordinary time, Sunday after Sunday, we're reading the Gospel of St. Matthew, more or less continuously, just taking up where we left off. And in ordinary time, the first reading is chosen because it has some element in common with the Gospel. So we're reading Matthew, chapter after chapter, verse after verse, while the first reading is taken from the Old Testament somewhere, not because it's in a certain order, but because it has a certain theme, a certain element in common with the gospel. So it's interesting to look at the first reading and figure out what's the common element here. Well, we see it's all about hospitality toward the prophet is rewarded. This barren couple were hospitable to Elisha, and they were rewarded with a son. And this episode prefigures our Lord's blessing on those who welcome his disciples. The disciples receive their mandate from the Lord. They don't send themselves. They're not self-ordained. They come, and whoever welcomes them welcomes God. whoever gives you a cup of cold water because you are my disciple will receive his reward. So that's why the first reading was paired with this gospel. Now this, the second reading, usually from one of the letters of St. Paul or St. Peter or John, it's on an independent track. It's not chosen to go with the gospel or the first reading. We're reading now Paul's Romans letter to the Romans, so we're reading that in a more or less continuous way, Sunday after Sunday. And so we look at St. Paul's letter, and he talks about baptism. Now, think about, what did you learn about baptism from your catechism class? What did we learn about baptism? Why are we baptized? To wash away original sin? To become children of God? To be filled with God's supernatural grace? God's life in us? All that is Roman Catholic doctrine. But St. Paul has another angle for us to look at baptism. He asks, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? I don't remember hearing that in catechism. I remember hearing about original sin, sanctifying grace. But Paul wants to call our attention to that. You were baptized into his death. What does that mean? Just as Jesus was buried in the tomb, we are buried in the water. And just as Jesus came up out of the tomb through the resurrection, we emerge from the baptismal water. And since Jesus rose up, he is no longer under the dominion of sin. He is no longer subject to death. So the baptized is now dead to sin. We who are baptized are now dead to sin and alive in God. What does that mean? It means nobody has to sin. We have been liberated from that. If we sin, it's because we choose it. It's not because we're under the dominion of sin. So how do we respond? With our communion antiphon, we could respond, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all within me. Bless his holy name.